talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Daughtry with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page. Make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request as long as it's a home-related song. And we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. And these are really cool t-shirts. They've got the Palmetto Moon and Palmetto Tree State logo built into the front of the shirt. Very, very nice quality, 100% cotton t-shirt. And we'll mail that to you for free. All you have to do is visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and request a home theme song, and we will get it on the air for you. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Mobility Supercenter, and we'll be talking to Robin Hernandez. Also, we'll be talking to a brand new business that just opened up in Mount Pleasant, really cool business called Max Tricks Kids Rooms, and we'll be talking to Anna Jensen, the one of the owners of Max Tricks. Also, interior designer Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. Also, two special interviews. We've got we're going to be talking to Carlton Walker with Carlton Real Estate Group, and he is raising money for a retired U.S. Marine who suffered a terrible accident and is paralyzed, and he's trying to raise money to build this retired Marine a home. So listen up for that. And then also, a lot of activity near the Charleston Home and Design Magazine offices. Lewis Barbecue just opened right next door to our office. And we invited Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens Ken Good and also celebrity pitmaster Jack Waybor out to lunch and at Lewis Barbecue, and we're going to hear their take and see what they think of Lewis Barbecue and how you can create your own barbecue and brisket at home in your own backyard with grills and smokers from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen. Well, have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Mobility Supercenter, located at 932 Savannah Highway in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Robin Hernandez, with Mobility Supercenter. How you doing, Robin?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Robin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mobility Supercenter.
Well, Mobility Supercenter, we sell, install, and repair mobility equipment. Mm-hmm. So basically, anything that takes you from A to B. We do a lot of home lifts, and we do vehicle lifts, pool lifts, all sorts of lifts. We're lifting people to new heights.
There you go. Who typically needs Mobility Supercenter?
The average person might need us. Somebody that might have trouble with steps. Somebody that might use a wheelchair. Anybody that uses a wheelchair really needs to swing by and see what we have to offer. Anybody that's just having trouble getting groceries up to their house. Or maybe a pet or something might need our services. We do ramps for the house. So pets need those. I have a pet right now that's having a hard time with the steps. So. Ramps and lifts and all different things.
Well, besides ramps and lifts, where around the house can Mobility Supercenter help someone?
Well, we're CAP certified, which means we're certified aging in place specialist. So we can come in and do a free home evaluation. We can take you from the driveway all the way through your house and tell you what may work if you're going to bring a wheelchair home. We do door widenings, different things in the house for the wheelchair. We can do bathroom modifications, some bathroom modifications. I stay away from plumbing as much as possible, but we can do door widenings and lifts in the bathroom and things for the bathroom that could help with somebody that comes home in a wheelchair.
Gotcha. A lot of people who are living in their homes right now, they might consider that to be their forever home, the home that they will be in the rest of their lives, and how can Mobility Supercenter help someone who's maybe had an accident or is just aging and wants to stay in their home but needs a little bit of help around the house?
So for just a little bit of help, we have a product called a stair lift. I really recommend those for just a little bit of help. Especially around here, all of our houses are up probably one story, and then you may have another story after that. So there's an outdoor stair lift that's really nice, and you can just place it right on the steps. That gets you in the home. We can also do a stair lift inside the home, so if you're having trouble with the steps, that might help you carry things up the steps as well. A lot of falls happen on the steps. I go into homes after the fall. I want to go into homes before the fall.
Right.
So if this is your forever home, then let's talk about it being forever.
Right, okay. Right. So there's things that homeowners can do in advance of
the fall.
You know, a problem occurring.
Right.
An incident or something like that. And so they can have stair lifts and installed and so forth. Is there a way to install these products from Mobility Supercenter that maybe are not just glaring, hey, I'm old and handicapped?
Well, we try to be as discreet as possible. A lot of the stair lifts we can do in garages if you want to get access to the home. We'll put things in the garage. Instead of having a big ramp out the front, we might be able to put a porch lift in your garage area where it's nice and discreet. The stair lifts are not that annoyingly looking. They're neutral color. I recommend that you keep it in a neutral color. Some of the manufacturers offer different colors, but the neutral tends to blend in the best. I've put a couple in colors, and it really pops it. Some people want to pop it out, but if you stay with the neutrals, it kind of blends in. It's only taking up between 8 and 12 inches of your staircase, so you still have a lot of staircase, and a lot of people can't even tell it's there.
I bet when the grandkids come around, that's just like a thrill to be able to ride that stair lift, too.
Oh, yeah. I have an 8-year-old that rides the one in our showroom. We have one on display, and he's on up and down it a lot. Biggest complaint is it's not fast enough.
Right.
Can you make this faster?
But
the safety makes me keep it at a certain speed.
And talk about the swimming pool lifts that Mobility Supercenter
has. Yeah, those are cool and new to people that they might not have known about. We do pool lifts. And right now, if any public pool, a lift is required. So there's different types of pool lifts. We can do portable. We can do stationary. But pool lifts are real big. So if you're thinking about getting a pool for your house, think about getting a pool lift.
Is the equipment that Mobility Supercenter sells, is it difficult to operate?
No, and we take that into consideration when we're doing the evaluation process. Some of the equipment has different styles of buttons to push. They can do paddles. We can do small push buttons. Depending on hand flexibility and how you're going to be using it, we can adjust it to every customer. There can be custom to your specific needs.
Gotcha. And you've got a van sitting in your showroom here. Talk about what's involved with this van.
Well, we sell vans, and the vans have been modified to accommodate wheelchairs. So there's different types of vans and different types of conversions, we call them, from different types of manufacturers, and we offer all of them. Pretty much they're custom, case-by-case basis. We can do hand controls for driving in the vans. They have ramps that come out. The floors have been lowered. Anybody in a wheelchair that wants to just travel in their chair, these are great for that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially caregivers, they can get them in and out of the car very fast. You can actually drive from your wheelchair. The seats in the vans come out, and somebody in their wheelchair can drive from their wheelchair.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's great.
And we do all that here.
Is this the only Mobility Superstore Center location?
No, actually, Mobility Supercenter started 30 years ago in Richmond, Virginia. And we have opened, this is our fourth location. Mm-hmm. So there's one in Myrtle Beach, there's one here, there's one in Richmond, Virginia, and one in Norfolk, Virginia. So we have four locations.
What kind of advice would you have for our listeners that, you know, there's so many things in life that we don't really want to focus on. Nobody really wants to think about death, for example. But, you know, what message would you have to our listeners about thinking ahead and just being proactive?
Well, the main thing I like to tell you is if you do end up with having a wheelchair or needing the assistance of wheels of any sort, rollators or anything like that, that you can be mobile. You do not have to stay at home. Anyone can do anything in wheels. It just may be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to help you make that change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is it, what kind of advice would you have to a homeowner about thinking ahead and not
thinking
waiting
ahead
until, you know, there's an incident or something?
Well, just if you're in a home that's got a lot of steps, we should definitely consider looking into something like that, because a lot of the steps, and just carrying stuff too, gets harder as we get older to carry them up the steps. So the steps are a big deal to look at. And then any sort of like small steps, like if you wanted to ramp or things like that, I would recommend that before you fall. You don't want to fall and then have the issue and then have to hurry up and get it done.
Right.
So
right.
We could look at things like that.
Well, how can folks get more information about Mobility Supercenter?
We have a website at mobilitysupercenter.com, or you can call us. We're here all the time. We have 24-hour service, 843-225-6760.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Robin Hernandez with Mobility Supercenter, and thanks to Mobility Supercenter for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. Take care.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Mobility Supercenter, located at 932 Savannah Highway in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Anna Jensen with Max Tricks Kids Rooms. How are you doing, Anna?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Max Tricks Kids Rooms.
Max Tricks Kids Rooms is a brand new retail store that has just opened at 816 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. It is a fantastic place to come to when you are interested in redoing your child's room.
Mm-hmm.
We have bunk beds, loft beds, slides, lots of fun fabrics, tents, but solid hardwood product, really great selection. And it's not just for little kids, it's also for teenagers. We have some really fantastic designs. And also, if you have a beach home or a holiday home where you want to sleep lots of people in small rooms, or you want to furnish a guest room, we have some wonderful selections for twin and full-size beds for all, really, rooms, homes, people. And it's open right now at 816 Johnny Dodds.
Well, that's great. And where is Max Tricks your furniture? Is it specific just to Max Tricks, or can...
Right, this is a good question. So we show a lot of Max Tricks in that showroom. So really, the idea was to bring the brand to life in its own dedicated space. We actually are a local business. We are a furniture manufacturer. The parent company is called Max Wood Furniture. Mm-hmm. It is a family-owned business. We're residents here, actually right on Daniel Island. And we just love Charleston and wanted to make it our home and basically moved our business here. It is a company that specializes in solid wood furniture. And we have most of Maxtrix is displayed in the showroom, which is our biggest brand. It's basically a furniture system, mm-hmm. right? So the way Maxtrix works, it's a little bit like Lego. It's like building blocks. So what you do is you start with a toddler bed or, you know, a low loft or something kind of fun for a small child, and you can grow that up literally all the way to college. Mm. You know, you can reconfigure that bed with very simple leg extensions that we sell separately. So what you're doing is creating a very versatile product that can literally grow up with your child as their needs change. Mm. You know, we have desks, we have storage, we have all kinds of different pieces that can be combined in lots of different ways. And of course, we have a design expertise right there in front of you, so we can help you determine how to make that fit. So Maxtrix really is about 80% of that store. We do offer Jackpot, which is another product that we make. We do offer Craft, which is another product that we make. And we just came out with some really cute kind of table and chair sets. We call it Max and Lily. It's a really wonderful new brand that is just being launched, which makes a great present, actually. It's a really colorful, fun, playful table and chair sets, storage units that fit great into a kid's room or a, you know, a den or a playroom in your home. So, yeah. So to answer your question, it's Maxtrix mostly, but there's lots of other stuff to discover too.
Gotcha. And the company Maxtrix is headquartered here in the Charleston area. Mm-hmm. Do you sell Maxtrix to other furniture dealers around the country?
Yes, we do. So actually, that is our primary business is to sell through retailers. Really, we have 150 retailers about around the country. We sell into Canada, we sell into Europe, we sell into Asia, Middle East. So it's a global business, and we actually specialize in solid hardwood manufacturing. We design all of our product ourselves. Mm-hmm. The design center is right here in Charleston. We have a large business in an online kind of space. So we have our own sites. We sell through third-party sites. And we also actually design product for large furniture retailers. Mm-hmm. So like a private label type of business. Mm-hmm. So we are really experts in children and youth as a segment. That is what we specialize in. And there's a lot to it, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to furnishing a child's room, you want to make sure it's safe. You want to make sure that the materials you use are appropriate. You want to make sure that it's designed with kids in mind or with youth in mind. So we really kind of made that our business. Mm-hmm. And we have a very deep expertise in how to do that right. And to pick the type of product that works for you, that's economical, that works for your space, that is, you know, useful in what usually is the smallest space in the home. You know, a child's room is usually quite small. There's lots of challenges with storage. Kids' rooms are often shared rooms. So how do you organize shared rooms? You know, how do you manage sleepovers? How, you know, there are unique challenges when it comes to kids and youth, which we've really made our specialty.
Hmm. You mentioned that the Maxtrix furniture is made out of solid hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times in the interview. Why is that important, and how does that compare to maybe some of the other furniture out there?
It's a great question. So solid hardwood is really our focus as Maxwood Furniture. We have a dedicated factory that only makes our product, and they actually specialize in making it out of solid hardwood. And the reason why solid hardwood furniture is important is because you're buying into a system, right? So if you think about purchasing a bed that you really want to grow up with your child, it better stand the test of time, you know? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why would you be interested in that? So we really believe in that, and we believe in quality, you know, not just because it's a kind of source of pride for us, of course, as a furniture manufacturer, but, you know, we think that there's too much of a throwaway society that's kind of emerging, you know, and especially if you're in the kids industry, you see so many, you know, toys and plastic things and, you know, just pieces mm-hmm. that get bought and then 6 months later they are not relevant anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're parents of children. You mm-hmm. know, we have a 5 and a 9-year-old. So we know exactly how it goes. And we feel that there is a space in this world for a more responsible approach to this. And that's why we believe solid quality product that can truly work with you for an extended amount of time, that focuses on reusing existing components and building on those components as you grow up, mm-hmm. is very near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So that's why quality is important.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, we've got a 12 and an 8-year-old daughters at home. The 12-year-old started off with a bunk bed type situation. Mm-hmm. She then outgrew that. That gave that to her kid sister, and then she's now in just a regular queen size bed, and she's already looking for another bedroom set. And so, if someone were to buy some furniture from Max Trix, you wouldn't necessarily have to be making all of these additional purchases down the road. You'd be able
Correct.
To grow with the Max.
Correct. That's exactly what the product is about. And, you know, we've been in business for over 10 years. We have lots of repeat customers. So and we love that. You know, mm-hmm. we love working with people who come back and say, hey, you know, I bought that bed when my son was just a toddler and now he really wants a bunk bed. Great. You know, all we need to do here is to give you one more bed to stick on top of it. And then we'll get you the ladder and make sure the safety rails are there and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of versatility. And what's really nice is that what we've created now is, you know, because we keep evolving the range. Like right now you can do up to 22,000 combinations with Max Trix. It's the world's largest kids furniture system. It is extensive. So what we've come up with recently, about a year ago, is some really funky corner lofts and bunks, which you can do in lots of different combinations. The beauty of the Max Trix system is that you can basically exchange, you know, let's say you look at a bed and, you know, the staircase is on the right, but you really need it on the left mm-hmm. because your window happens to be in the way.
Right.
It's a system, right? You can, of course, put it on the left, no problem. It's all interchangeable, right? It's very, very flexible because it's modular.
Mm-hmm.
So we have actually a lot of interior designers who are loving our product because they can, you know, equip a bedroom that needs to sleep 4 children with a quadruple bunk, no problem. We do that all the time. We can do twin over full. We can do full over full. There is a lot of different options that are possible. And what's funny is when people come into the showroom, you know, they just think they want a bunk bed. And then they see the possibilities and they go, wow, you know, I can do a loft. You know, mm-hmm. like think about it. Like you have a corner. You know, you have 2 children that need to share a room. They fight over who's in the top bunk. You mm-hmm. know what? We can give you 2 high lofts mm-hmm. that are, you know, connected together in that corner. Great space underneath it. You can put storage, you can put desks, and nobody has to sleep at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, they can both sleep at the top. So it's little things like that that nobody thought about. And there's just the possibilities are really endless. So that's what people get excited about.
Sure. And it sounds like these are future heirlooms that the parents could hold on to that furniture and give to their child when they've left. And then they could have those for their kids and be able to grow
well,
into them.
That's for sure. I mean, you can think of it that way. You can think of it as, you know what, when my kid goes to college, usually those are small rooms, and we actually have a lot of people coming in. You know, it's funny because it's college town.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people coming in to furnish college rooms for their children. They're not really children anymore, but you know what I mean? They're almost adults. But, you know, they need small space solutions, and that's exactly what we specialize in. And also, we have a very thriving secondhand market with our product,
sure.
you know, because it's super good quality. Of course, you know, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a branded, there's high brand recognition. People love and trust mm-hmm. Max Trix, and they know they can change it over time. So it's a high demand as well. So
yeah, you get what you pay for.
That's
you're
for
gonna
sure.
get some good quality furniture with Max Trix.
Yeah.
And I notice a slight hint of an accent. Where are you from, Anna?
I'm actually German. My husband is Danish, so we're kind of the European connection here. And we've been in the States for a very long time. But I guess I can't quite get rid of the accent, and I don't want to. It's fine.
That's great. Well, you probably brought a lot of that German efficiency with you,
that's
right?
That's for sure. We try. It's funny because we do have certainly a bit of a European style that we bring in. You know, our product's very clean, and I think the reason why it is designed that way, kind of contemporary, is because we believe it needs to be able to grow with you. So, you know, if you make it too frilly, you're going to kind of get sick of looking at it, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a very kind of clean, it's a stylish design, but it is not something that after 2 years you're going to go, oh, I can't see that thing anymore. Now, let me tell you, we have a new range that we came out with called Craft, and you can look at it on craftbedrooms.com. It's a beautifully designed, much more ornate, really, you know, designers love it. They come in the store and they go, oh, this is so pretty, you know? So we can certainly offer that too. So, you know, it really depends on where your preference is. So the showroom gives a good glimpse of what we can offer. What's really great about Maxtrix kids' rooms that I forgot to mention is that we have a very, very short lead time, right? So normally when it comes to furniture stores, you know, they can easily quote you 6 to 8 weeks and you kind of roll your eyes a little bit, right? What we have is a warehouse that is right in North Carolina, not that far away. We have our own order processing right in-house. So, you know, within, let's say, 3 weeks, you have your product. We offer a setup and delivery service for a flat fee, which is very affordable. And I certainly have had some great response from people on that because, you know, it makes it easy, it makes it convenient. And so you get your product fast, you can get it set up, and you're good to go. We do also offer mattresses, pillows. So, you know, you can really kind of get a full solution if you wanted to. Yeah, and there's a lot of fun things to explore. I can tell you the kids love it. They come to the store and they don't want to leave anymore.
And we're almost out of time, but yep. You wanted to mention your grand opening event that you've got coming up?
Yes, we have we are open to the public right now from Tuesday to Saturday from 10 to 6. That's our opening hours. But we do have a celebration that we wanted to, you know, host because we're excited about being in the market. So on the 12th of November, between 10 and 12, because it's a good time for, you know, moms with kids to come out there and kind of burn off some energy. We have some fun vendors, we have some food, we have some, you know, activities for the kids, and certainly an ability to touch and feel the furniture and have some fun with us. So come along. And
that's great. And how can folks get more information about Maxtrix?
Go to maxtrixkidsrooms.com, connect with us on social media, sign up for the email list. There's a great bunk bed giveaway that we are advertising right now because of the grand opening. So we want to make sure that people have a chance to win something. So we'll draw it out of a hat at 12 noon during our celebration, and it'll be fun.
Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with Anna Jensen with Maxtrix Kids Rooms. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Mobility Supercenter located at 932 Savannah Highway in West Ashley. And now we're talking with interior designer Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. How you doing, Yvonne?
I'm great, Tim. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Take a moment and tell everybody about Yvonne Gregory Interiors.
Well, I run the gamut. I do everything from helping with color selection, space planning, to actually helping to create your architectural plans, to creating paintings and hanging them. So anything from soup to nuts.
Gotcha. Talk about, in general, what an interior designer does to help a homeowner.
Well, I find that most people have trouble with space planning, arranging their furniture per se, and choosing paint colors. And that's something that I can help with, and it can save them a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of anguish. And it's really fun to do, and I can walk them through it. Some people want me to do everything for them. Some people want to do most of it themselves, so it's sort of like an a la carte menu. You can have me do as much as you want or as little. And when people get stuck or they finish a certain project, then they call me back and I come back and we start all over again.
Are you going to be pushing your style on a homeowner, or how does that happen?
No, absolutely not. My goal is to create their style. If you want to look at what my style is, come to my house. Other than that, whether it's residential or commercial, I try and gear it towards either the clients or the homeowners and their personality and their lifestyle. And sometimes I have to help them create that because they're not really sure what they want. And that's a rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm. Will they be throwing out all their old furnishings?
Absolutely not. No. I try and use as much as I can. I'm definitely into reusing, rehabbing, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of times, you know, we just might need to tweak a finish on a piece of hard goods or case goods, and maybe something needs to be reupholstered, and we can, you know, use that existing chair and just redo some of the fabric on it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to use as much as I can.
I've always heard that an interior designer can ultimately help homeowners save money, and while there's obviously a fee to work with an interior designer, if the interior designer is saving the homeowner money in the long run, then it's certainly worth the investment of paying an interior designer. How does that work?
Well, it's true. There are different fee schedules. Sometimes it's by the hour. Sometimes it's per the job. It depends on each individual situation, and I customize that for every client. And just by making a mistake with paint colors and having to have the whole interior of your house repainted will cost a lot more than a couple hours of consultation from an experienced designer.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I think there just about everybody out there can relate to a situation where they've painted a room. My wife and I went to the Caribbean once and kind of got caught up with all those Caribbean colors, the greens and the corals and so forth. Came back and said, let's paint the upstairs hallway, and it turned out to be this like fluorescent green, and we had pretty much gotten most of it on the walls, and when my wife said this isn't going to work, and then all of a sudden we're talking about having to repaint the entire thing, and something as simple, it sounds simple, picking out paint colors, but if you don't get what you really want on the first try, you're going to end up having to either pay a paint contractor or certainly having to purchase the paint itself to repaint.
Well, there's a frustration level there, and that's what I try to eliminate. I try and make it as painless as possible. So it's an enjoyable experience. It should be fun.
Mm-hmm. And so so a homeowner could call Yvonne Gregory's Interiors and say, we're looking at repainting our house, the interior of our house. We don't want just one color, but we want to make sure that the colors flow and from one room to another. And what would be involved with that? How many hours of time would you have to devote to something like that?
It depends. I mean, I've been able to do something depending on the size and the number of rooms, which is little in an hour and a half to sometimes it takes 5 hours. It depends on so many different variables. It's really hard to pinpoint until you actually get there and find out exactly what the sizes of the rooms, how it's laid out, what colors they're interested in, you know, what their goals are.
Mm-hmm. What do you have any of your customers at Yvonne Gregory Interiors that are purchasing furnishings for their house online?
Not too many. It's kind of difficult because you're not really sure of exactly the color or exactly the size. I mean, you've got the dimensions, of course, but it's hard sometimes for people to visualize. And you have to pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets very expensive. And even if it is returnable, the return shipping could outweigh, you know, any savings you might have instead of purchasing it through a designer or a local furniture store.
Have you heard stories from some of your clients about maybe mistakes that they've made purchasing, thinking that they're saving money, but making the wrong purchasing decision?
Well, there was one client that purchased something up in High Point. They went up to High Point, and some of the manufacturers will let, you know, unlicensed people in. And they bought several pieces of quite expensive furniture, and they thought they were getting a great deal. Well, they had to pay for the shipping, and when it came, it was broken.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the vendor that sold them that is not responsible for that. You're responsible for that. So they ended up with some expensive broken furniture.
Right, right.
With no recourse.
And I can just imagine, I'm sure that it's possible to see some light fixture or some sort of item for the home online and be impressed with the price, and then when it arrives, you realize it's either too big or too small for the space, and you feel like you're kind of stuck with it at that point.
Exactly. Or it's not made of the quality that you had, that it was represented. So that can be frustrating. And lighting is very difficult. It's probably one of the most challenging issues in any home or business, mm-hmm. because you've got so many different types of lighting, and what are you going to be doing in this lighting, and it's very complicated. So just getting a hanging fixture sometimes can be really easy, and sometimes it cannot work out so well.
In the past, when my wife and I built our house, as time went on, we realized just how much we were relying on the interior designer, because we just didn't want to make any mistakes. We knew that they would cost money. So I have to warn our listeners, it can be addictive working with an interior designer. Have you found that where some of your clients just... They don't want to make a decision. They believe in what you can do for them, so they don't make a decision without your help.
That's true. Not very often, but you do get people like that they're just so afraid of making the wrong decision that they don't make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to kind of help them figure out exactly what it is their goals are and what their budget is, and then try and massage them into that particular decision.
Mm-hmm. And do you consider yourself to be kind of an order taker, a yes ma'am kind of person, or will you tell the homeowner if you don't think that what they're looking to accomplish is going to work?
Oh, I'll be very honest with them. I'm not brutally so, but I would be doing them a disservice if I felt it was not correct and that was what they wanted, and if I couldn't change their mind or help them to come to another solution, then I probably wouldn't do the job. But mm-hmm. fortunately, I've never had that. I've had some people that were balking in the beginning, but, you know, we just worked it out.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it might be a little bit challenging, like, if you know, as people are, when they have a remodel project going on or they're building a new home, they become home junkies, and they're they're just so focused on everything related to the home, because they think there might be a solution for me right around the corner. You know, as soon as I turn this page in the magazine, I might find what I'm looking for. And but oftentimes they might like certain specific styles that don't always. They might want a barn door in the dining room, but then that doesn't really work with the rest of the house, for example.
Correct, yeah. There are just a lot of situations where you just kind of have to work around it, and just if I really didn't think that I could help them, then I wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
you know. But some people just need a little bit more massaging than others, mm-hmm. and that's part of the challenge of the job. I like helping people that really, they kind of know what they want, but helping them to come to a place where their environment is a complete fruition of what they are looking for, and it's theirs. They own it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I find that's very frustrating is people who are addicts to the home shows on TV, and they think, oh, well, we can do this for $1,000.
Right.
Well, what they don't understand is that people have been working on it for probably 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and then they've found this particular items hither and thither that you could never find, and then when they do it all in 24 hours,
right.
that doesn't
Not realistic.
Happen. Yeah, and so some people get very frustrated because they think it should be instant gratification, but it's not.
Sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Yvonne Gregory Interiors?
Well, they can give me a call. My phone number is 843-708-3535, and I will be glad to talk to anybody. And if they have any questions, we can certainly chat over the phone and see if we might be a good mix.
And how about on the web?
Yes, it's www.YvonneGregoryInteriors.com.
All right, and you can also find Yvonne Gregory Interiors on tryaninteriordesigner.com, tryaninteriordesigner.com, and lots of photos of Yvonne's work and also a link over to her website as well. Well, we've been talking with Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. Thanks so much, Yvonne. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Carlton Walker with Carlton Real Estate. How are you doing, Carlton?
Pretty good.
Good. Carlton, take a moment and tell everybody about Carlton Real Estate.
Well, I got a company called Carlton Real Estate Group, and the website's greatamericanhomepros.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's greatamericanhomepros.com. And we basically we do renovations, or I wouldn't say full renovations, but we've done that before. We bring your property back to as new condition, and then we put it on the market and get you top dollar. Normally you get, for every dollar you spend, you get about $1.50, sometimes $2 return on your investment of bringing your house back to as new condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And you're a real estate agent, is that correct? Okay, and so you're a little bit different from other real estate agents in that you can help a homeowner with the remodeling process if that house needs work before putting it on the market. Is that right?
Correct. Like currently we have one in West Ashley in Park Shore, had some foundation issues, and helped get all the guys together, and it's about 25 to 26 grand worth of work to get it back to where it needs to be in order to get top dollar, and hopefully mm-hmm. we'll sell it close to around the 400 range. But if the client didn't do that, a lot of times you lose, instead of gaining $1.50 for every dollar, you usually can deduct probably $2 for every dollar you did not spend
mm-hmm.
to fix the house.
Got it. And Carlton, you are involved with a local charity, a fundraiser, right?
Correct. Basically, one of my clients, Larry Smoke Sr., we did approximately $15,000 worth of renovation to his house, put it on the market, got him the second highest per square foot in the neighborhood. Well, while we were doing this, his son had a tragic accident on the Stono River over there by the Limehouse Bridge. He dove off the boat with his buddies, and his face hit the bottom, and he broke his neck. And LJ Smoke, he was he served in Iraq and Afghanistan as a Marine on the front line where they actually shoot bullets at you. And he served our country, and he had a previous neck injury in the Marine Corps, but so who knows if it was related, but he's paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Mm-hmm.
And just about 2 weeks ago, there was his father invited me to a fundraiser, and I was at the ball field over there in Mount Pleasant, and that was my first time seeing LJ since the accident. And I served in the Navy, and I worked on the flight deck of aircraft carrier, and we had 2,500 Marines. And to see one of my Marines down, my job in the Navy, I drove a tractor on the flight deck moving aircraft, and there were two incidents where we had to help the Marines. One was a Marine helicopter got shot down, and then another platoon of Marines got shot down. And when we're in the Navy and that happens, we do what's called unleash the flight deck. Basically, any available aircraft on the flight deck needs to get to that Marine's location like ASAP. So after seeing LJ and his condition, I decided to start an organization called Unleash the Flight Deck for LJ. So we're calling it Operation Unleash the Flight Deck for LJ. And basically what we're doing, I've already got 20 corporate sponsors. We're going to build LJ a house. We're also going to sell 20,000 T-shirts. You can go to OperationLJ.org. That's OperationLJ.org to get a T-shirt. We're going to buy LJ a piece of property, probably on John's Island. And we're going to build LJ a house, because currently he's in West Ashley in an apartment. And if you go on the website, you can see where he thanks his sponsors and thanks the people that buy his shirt. But after doing a little interview, you know, on the video, it was just me and him. And he said, "Carlton, can you make sure that I have a shower that I can get my wheelchair into?" And he's paralyzed from the shoulders down. And it dawned on me while I was at the apartment, I was like, man, the showers are upstairs. So, like, I don't believe LJ's actually had a shower, and who knows when. I mean, yeah, his caregivers give him a sponge bath, but that's not a shower.
The same.
So, I mean, we got a U.S. Marine that risked his life for this country and that's in this situation. And I've made it a – I don't know, man, just from serving in the Navy. I'm going to make it, you know, pretty much a full-time effort on my half to get this job done for LJ and use, you know, the resources that I know about how to do things with, you know, for all the people I've helped, you know, sell a house and get top dollar for their stuff. Like, we can do this in record time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, you know, what is it that they specifically can do to help?
The best way to help is go to Operation LJ. That's Operation, the initial L, the initial J.org. If you click on it, nothing comes up. Stick it in your toolbar, because Google probably doesn't recognize it quite yet because it's so new. Go to OperationLJ.org. You can buy a T-shirt from the website. You can. There's a phone number on there that you can actually call. And if you want, you can call that number. You can send us a text to the same number. And the number is 843-754-0974. That's 843-754-0974. And you can call or text that number to get a T-shirt. And we're selling them one for $25, or you can get two for $45, or you can get three for $60. Also, you can see our 20 different corporate sponsors on there. You can also buy a T-shirt, the T-shirt Charleston T-shirt Factory. They have a store in the middle of Northwoods Mall. You can get one there. And they also have a store next to Breck's Restaurant in North Charleston, and they're going to be manufacturing 20,000 shirts to raise money for LJ.
And we have a lot of affluent listeners to our radio show, and if they just wanted to stroke a check for $100, $200, $500, or even more than that, how would they go about doing that?
You can make the check out to the Hey You Trust Me Foundation. You'll see on the bottom of the website, it actually says that Operation Unleash the Flight Deck for LJ is a Hey You Trust Me Foundation charity. You can write the check to Hey You Trust Me Foundation, and that's one way you can help. Also, by getting a T-shirt, we're going to have two events. We're going to have one event is we're going to have the groundbreaking ceremony when we break ground to start building LJ's house. And, of course, if you have a T-shirt, you're invited to the event. And also, once we have the house built, all the sponsors and everyone that bought a T-shirt, we're going to have a house giving ceremony. So we're going to actually present the house to LJ and anyone that has a T-shirt, and all the sponsors that were involved. Like, we give a shout out to Keystone Concrete. They've agreed to give 35 to 40 yards of concrete for free to LJ's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Westbury's Hardware in North Charleston, they're giving all the rebar, all the plumbing supplies, all the electrical supplies. The list goes on and on. But if you go on there, Meltzer Tile, they're giving away tile. We got and just go on the website, OperationLJ.org, and check out all the sponsors. Charleston Roofing and Exteriors, they're giving LJ a brand-new free roof, 50-year warranty roof.
And if we have a lot of suppliers and builders and if they would like to donate, make an in-kind donation of some sort of supply or labor.
Absolutely.
Then they can do that as well. What's the what's the best phone number again? Best contact information.
It is 843-754-0974. That's 843-754-0974. And for those people that make a donation of materials and supplies, if you own a company, basically right now we have 20 sponsors on the back of the shirt. The more sponsors we get that donate materials and labor, you know, of course, your logo would be going on the back of the shirt. And also for those kinds of donations, you would be a sponsor added to the sponsor page on the website.
And that's to build a house for former Marine LJ Smoke, who suffered an accident. He's paralyzed from the shoulders down. And Carlton Walker of Carlton Real Estate is helping to coordinate everyone to build a house that is specific for LJ's needs. So definitely help out. And if people wanted more information about Carlton Real Estate, how would they reach you, Carlton?
Go to greatamericanhomepros.com. That's greatamericanhomepros.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Carlton Walker with Carlton Real Estate. Thanks, Carlton.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at Lewis Barbecue, one of the newer barbecue restaurants, world famous Lewis Barbecue restaurant, just opened up in downtown Charleston on the Upper Peninsula. They're starting to call this area the barbecue district because of so many barbecue restaurants are opening up here. And now we're talking with barbecue aficionado Jack Waymore and also owner of Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, Ken Good. How are you doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tim. Great to be here.
Now, I just had the pleasure of dining with Ken and Jack here at Lewis Barbecue, and just wanted to get your both of your takes, since you all are experts on grilling and barbecuing.
We had a little bit of everything. It was all delicious. We had some hot guts, and we had some sliced brisket and some chopped brisket, a couple of racks of ribs and some sides. The brisket was fantastic. It was tender. It was juicy. Had just the right amount of spice in it. The chopped brisket I thought was particularly delicious because all those flavors all went together and really made that brisket pop out for me. The ribs were perfectly done. The seasonings were great. The sauce was great. But for me, you don't find hot guts pretty much anywhere in Charleston. And what a pleasure it was to have some sausage, a Texas-style sausage called hot guts. It was delicious. The sides, the pinto beans were classic Texas style, and the green chili corn pudding was excellent as well.
And Jack, you both you and Ken had told me that you hadn't been down here to Lewis Barbecue yet, but Jack, you Lewis Barbecue, John Lewis is very well known, right?
Yeah, John Lewis is famous in Texas. He's a Lone Star cook. He's come to Charleston, really enjoys the area, and decided he wanted to go ahead and pop a restaurant up in here. And I tell you what, I think Charleston is glad to have him.
Most definitely. Now, as it relates to outdoor kitchens, when people are grilling, when they're using their Big Green Egg outdoors, ultimately they would love to replicate the type of food that you would get at a restaurant like Lewis Barbecue. Ken, does Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen sell equipment that can be used to make brisket, for example?
Absolutely, we do. You can we got smokers we can get. We've got the Big Green Egg that we can get. Like I said, this was the first time I've been here. It was excellent food. Really enjoyed it. And but no, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen can help you do this in your own backyard.
Well, that's great. How would someone learn how to be able to use like a Big Green Egg or use a grill that they bought at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens to recreate, you know, something that they might get at a restaurant like Lewis Barbecue?
Well, first you got to have great equipment, and the Big Green Egg is certainly a quality piece of equipment. It's a ceramic based piece. It goes great on your backyard. Holds heat really well, and it's very fuel efficient. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens also has a pellet grill. a Memphis pellet grill. It's one of the better builds out there in pellet grills. Provides great heat and great smoke. Two great grills for doing backyard. And then we take it one step further. You get on the mailing list at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and we do classes on a regular basis. And, of course, Tim, you know that I'm involved with Carolina Pitmasters, and we teach both competition barbecue and backyard barbecue as well.
And, Jack, take a second and just kind of describe your background. And, you know, you've been on national TV shows and so forth.
Yeah, I'm a three-time South Carolina state champion. I've cooked on Barbecue Pitmasters. I also cooked on a show called American Grilled. And get ready to go to an event called World Food Championships, where I'll be representing South Carolina in the World Food Championships for a $100,000 grand prize.
That's impressive. And you can certainly appreciate good barbecue, good brisket. And you had a good experience here at Lou's Barbecue?
Absolutely. It's all about putting smoke and spices and the right kind of fire together to be able to create a great experience. They did it very well here. Brisket's difficult to cook. It's a tough piece of meat, and it can dry out on you in a minute. And they did a really great job here at keeping it all together and providing a great product.
How do you learn all those secrets about, someone might be a little bit intimidated about maybe trying to use a Big Green Egg at home? Is it difficult to use? How do you pick up all those tips and secrets of learning how to use your Big Green Egg at home?
Big Green Egg is a very simple cooker to operate. The best way to learn how to cook is to go out there and cook. It's just important that you buy yourself a piece of equipment and practice. And, you know, by golly, if you're putting together food that you like and you're putting the flavors together and you're learning how to use the grills and learning how to cook low and slow and the techniques that go along with it, you can either, watch the cooking shows, read books, come to classes, do whatever you need to do. But to be able to provide great food in a grill is just a great experience. It's a family-oriented experience. People get together over food.
And Ken, you frequently have Jack Waybor put on some cooking classes for you at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Are those still taking place?
Yes, they are. You can check our website and you can get your schedule. Get our schedule at PalmettoOutdoorKitchens.com. Feel very fortunate to have somebody like Jack, big celebrity, cooking out there for us. I've learned a ton about barbecuing from him. And I tell you what, anybody that's looking at learning how to barbecue on the outside, you can't learn from anybody better than Jack.
Well, that's great. And if someone was interested in having an outdoor kitchen installed in their backyard, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, tell everyone how you could help them.
Yeah, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen, we're a full-service outdoor lifestyle provider. We do outdoor kitchens, fireplaces, outdoor fire pits. Anything to do with the outdoors, the pavers, and they can find us. We're located in a showroom at Mount Pleasant at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 101, which is right next to the Publix behind the Chick-fil-A, right there at the intersection of Annanap and Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Or they can call us at 843-216-0006 or go to our website, PalmettoOutdoorKitchens.com.
And Jack, how can people get more information about Jack Waybor?
Jack Waybor is on Facebook as Jack Waybor, W-A-I-B-O-E-R, Twitter at SC Pitmaster, www.carolinapitmasters.com. Carolina Pitmasters also has a Facebook page. Buddy, I tell you what, if you can't find me and get a hold of me, you ain't looking hard enough.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with celebrity pitmaster Jack Waybor and also Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens here at Lewis Barbecue in downtown Charleston. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.